Talk to me.
Welcome back to On the Homestretch with your host, Debbie Allen.
I am so daggum excited. A girlfriend of mine who's been a school teacher for years, and someday I want to get her on here and tell her story because she's a neat woman. And anyway, she just got engaged, and yesterday the guy pulled over in the car and was so excited and couldn't wait and just gave her a ring, and I saw the ring, and it just, it's beautiful. But, I mean, their love story is so daggum sweet. So I told her she needs to sit out there for our next segment because we've got a certified sex therapist, licensed psychologist. They call him the love doctor, and I'm so glad he's here, Dr. David Yerian. How do you keep your sexual relationship vibrant and alive? Do you remember the old book, Total Woman? I remember when that book came out. I think it was authored by Maribel Morgan or something like that. Anyway,
that sounds right.
Yeah, she recommended wrapping your naked self in saran wrap and meeting your husband at the door, wearing an apron with nothing under it, and all these extreme kind of things, which I tried, and they were quite fun when I was younger. But the question is, what if you're just not that way? I mean, do you have to not be yourself to have a great sex life?
No. The way to have a great sex life is to be yourself. And there is nothing more exciting, truly exciting, than the truth. Someone has said that truth is the best aphrodisiac there is. And by truth, just saying what you really think and feel. Mm-hmm. You know, so many married couples or longtime couples have worked so hard to avoid having any conflict that, you know,
oh, that's good. They lost themselves, huh?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is swept under the carpet. And what that does is create distance. And that's not very exciting. In fact, that's the opposite of exciting.
What if you feel like your love life's stuck in a rut, like you do it the same way every time, or you're always everything has to lead up the same way?
Yeah.
The sameness sometimes, you know, equals dullness and a loss of vibrancy and fun.
Absolutely. A couple told me many years ago, they said, on our honeymoon, we figured out how to have sex. And we've had it that we found something that worked, and we've done it that way ever since. And they couldn't understand why they were bored, why they were not feeling vibrant in their sexual relationship.
That happen a lot? Is that more?
It happens a lot. It happens a lot. And I often say to people, you know, do you always eat at the same restaurant? Do you always order the same thing? Do you always?
I don't mind leftovers, but not every night.
But the thing is, people talk about food. You know, if you're going out with your spouse on the weekend, you say, well, okay, in a couple of days, we're going to have this special dinner out. Where do you want to eat? I want Italian. No, I want steak, you know, or whatever. There's a discussion about it. There's anticipation about it. There's kind of a sense of planning for this thing to happen and not knowing exactly what will happen, but thinking it will be good and anticipating it.
And jeez, I don't know about anybody else, but it's way easier for me to talk about food than it is sex.
Of course, of course. And that's, you know, our big cultural problem is that sex is in the closet, and we don't know how to talk about it. Someone told me a couple of days ago that they never in their family heard the word sex mentioned.
Right.
And so many people learn about sex from their friends in high school and junior high school, from TV, from songs, from porn. You know, these are not the best sources for accurate information.
But how do we as parents, do we talk to our kids openly about that? I mean, how do you talk about that but still honor your own relationship and your own privacy?
Yeah, each family has to find their own way. But parents should know that children are curious. Children don't miss much at all. And children notice when things are not talked about, in fact. And they learn that it's not okay to talk about sex because in their family they never heard sexuality talked about or discussed.
Do you think kids notice if parents aren't having sex?
Well, I don't know if children know that kind of detail. Probably some do.
I mean, do they sense a lack of intimacy there? You know, if they just see mom and dad just giving a peck on the cheek and then they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
Not hugging, embracing, all that kind of stuff.
I think they can sense coolness. I certainly think they can sense tension, hostility.
Yeah, distance.
Guardedness. So, back to what I was saying, I think that the more it can be talked about, the more a couple can talk together about even if what they have to say is, I don't know how to talk about sexuality. I'm scared to death of this topic.
Mm.
But yet, if it's not talked about, it's real easy to get stuck. It's real easy to be in a rut.
How do you create that sense of security and safety to be able to talk about real intimate things like this?
Well, hopefully, with the person that you love, you've chosen someone, and you know, not everybody makes the best choice, but hopefully, if you have a good basis for your relationship is stronger than you think. And you can talk about things that you don't know that you can talk about, just as the women before were saying that they did things they didn't know they could do. You know?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's possible to talk about sexuality.
You know, it's funny how some things like that can jumpstart, you know, even getting healthier or whatever, paying a little more attention to your body, mm-hmm. can jumpstart other areas of your life.
Absolutely.
Not just sexuality, but
yeah.
that helps too.
Yeah.
All right, let's be strictly hypothetical here. But what if
I have this friend who
what if you're a real fun loving, adventurous kind of person and you're married to a person who's more laid back and more, you know, maybe a little more inhibited?
Okay. So you have to learn to dance together. I don't mean literally dance, although that's good too. But somehow these two personalities have to learn how to find a rhythm together. The person who is shyer or quieter needs to be able to be that way. And the person who's excited and vibrant needs to be that way. And out of that comes some third way of being that is neither this hypothetical person's way or the hypothetical husband's way.
Because there's an advantage to both, right?
And absolutely.
So, yeah, and so I like what you're saying. Then
there's salt and there's
third
pepper.
Way.
There's salt and there's pepper. You know, we need them both.
Salsa and chips.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh. There's a good book you were talking about. What was that book called, Mating in Captivity?
Mating in Captivity is a book out maybe a year or so. Author's name is Esther Perel. And the book is about how to maintain the mystery and the excitement of sexuality in the midst of domesticity. We value security and safety and continuity in our long-term relationships. And oftentimes we overvalue that so that we avoid conflict and we don't always say what we're thinking or feeling and then are confused when where's the spice? Where's the excitement?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the novelty?
You know, in today's day and time when we're all pushed for time, does good sex have to require a lot of time?
Well, sometimes fast food is good. Sometimes slow food is good.
Yeah.
Are you, like a lot of
I
food
like the
analogies.
Crock pot. Give me the crock pot approach.
Yeah, as opposed to the pressure cooker.
And what if somebody likes it in the morning and I don't like a lot of light?
Yeah.
I mean, all candles. That, you look better in
all
candlelight.
All that is stuff you got to work out. You got to talk about it. But I think the idea of anticipating, the idea of planning, you know,
it just hit me. I could get room darkening shades.
There you
That's
go.
That's what I could do.
Another shopping opportunity.
I'm not a big shopper. But yeah, okay. It does require just thinking out of this little rut we get in, huh?
Yeah.
How do you keep your mind in the moment, too, and not get distracted?
Well, I think if there is a sense of being on the same page, if there's a sense of anticipation, if there's a sense that this is a joint project, this is not a battle, this is not a contest, this is not a chore, this is not a final exam, this is not a performance, this is your lover and yourself, your spouse and yourself, your sweetie. And this is something that you're doing together. This is something that you're building. This is something that you're savoring. And with that kind of mindset, there you go.
David Yerian, that's so good. Dr. David Yerian, what's your website real quickly?
DavidYerian.com.
DavidYerian.com, Yerian, Y-A-R-I-A-N. All right, that's good information. I appreciate you. Come back, okay?
Great.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the home stretch right after this.